Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Marciniak is an internationally known trance channel from North Carolina. She began channeling in May of 1988 in Athens, Greece, at the conclusion of a three-week journey from ancient Greece and Egypt. On this trip, Barbara was impulsed to re-experience specific temples and power sites in this lifetime. The Great Pyramid at Giza and temples along the Nile and Acropolis and Athens and Delphi. Since that time, Barbara has conducted several class sessions, workshops, test dates, and so on. Aside from her sudden channelings, the book is absolutely fascinating. It's called Bringers of the Dawn, Teachers from the Palladian. Teachings from the Palladians. And it's difficult for me to explain this. This book actually was given to me by George Dixon a number of years ago, and I read it before, and something compelled me recently to read it again. It has never left my mind. Because it seemed to speak directly to me in some ways. I you know, as though I were a Palladian, I guess, because it speaks to Palladians. I'd like to read the first chapter of this. Introduce you to the Palladians and to the concepts of them possibly existing, and to how this general work seems. seems to encompass so much of our current times. This was written or published in 1992, but it predicts the end times, which is now. It talks about, it even prefaces itself as 20 years from now, you know, this period that they're talking. And it enters into the realms of the fourth dimension and talks about that, and talks about how we are controlled in this society by other entities who want to cut off our who came into our dimension through a specific portal. And there are a number of portals, but the biggest portal is actually in the Middle East. And all of the wars that have been in the Middle East in the last 20 years, which there have been three or four, have been caused by other entities that are extraterrestrial entities that are trying to influence the humanity. And humanity is being used basically as a feeding. It appears that other terrestrial beings feed off our energy. And so by causing wars and conflict and desperation and so on amongst humanity, our emotions and our anxieties and our despair are food for basically other types of extraterrestrials who live off that kind of energy. And I'm going to read this, call the ambassadors through time. We are here. We are the Palladians, a collective of energy from the Pleiades. We have a long history. Our ancestors came from another universe that had achieved completion. A universe. You are simply working on a planet coming to completion, and we are here to help you with that task. This completion or transformation has been heralded by many for eons. It is an important time. What happens on Earth now will affect the entire universe. Completion consists of you understanding who you are so that you can go further with the experiment. Our ancestors came from a universe that had completed itself and then understood universally that it was prime creator, the first cause of the journey of prime creator in time. They came from a universe that had discovered its essence, creativity. By discovering that essence, we found out that we are creators. Our ancestors had a choice of returning to prime creator, which is simply movement, and being within that vibration, or of going on, as is always the case when completion of a form has been attained. Then chose to come into this universe as ambassadors because they realized that someday you would be ready for completion. They came into the Pleiades because that star system would someday be able to help you at the most difficult time, the crisis when you would be ready to reconnect with Prime Creator. And that is now. Our ancestors were some of the original planners of Earth, orchestrators who seeded worlds and civilizations and creativity and love. Because of their qualifications, they liked to orchestrate worlds such as conductors love to conduct. Our ancestors are also your ancestors, and we like to call you our ancient family, as indeed you are. Our ancestors gave their DNA to the original planners, and this DNA became part of the DNA of the human species. We Palladians come from your future. In a version of our now, there exists a place of tyranny and turmoil, and we have seen probable futures of Earth that include the same tyranny and decay. Time is greatly misunderstood in third-dimensional reality. You believe that time is measured in minutes or degrees. Time is much faster than you realize. In actuality, time codes and plays with information, allowing you to move into realities simultaneously by stretching, distorting, curving, and twisting time around. You can get on an elliptical curve of time and experience many realities by simply going around the elliptical curve and discovering that, as time is not solid, neither is reality. As all realities are not solid, and as the future is not set, it is only a number of probabilities. We see an opportunity at this time to insert a more positive probability for Earth. We wish to reinsert light on this planet and restore Earth to its original purpose, that of becoming a magnificent intergalactic exchange center of information. So we have come back in section of time to a place we call a kernel or a seed in order to effect change. This change will not only affect Earth, it will affect your future, our present, and the entire universe. This is big news. You have come to Earth at a place in time when evolution is at hand. A major leap is about to take place that you came to participate in. And you are not alone. For many energies are coming to Earth now to participate in this great project. There are motherships surrounding this planet that are acting as literal transducers of energy. There are beams of light coming to Earth from old and ancient star systems that have been working with you for eons. These beams of information are being blasted onto Earth. As this information is being beamed to you, your body must be able to receive it, transduce it, house it, and beam it back to others. Many of you will build telepathic links with these motherships that will be like having your own radio stations through which you will be able to tune into a wealth of information at will. This is the evolution of superconsciousness, the evolution into the highest aspect of your being. You do not need to worry about becoming this being, for you already are this being, and you just need to remember it. Since the veils around Earth are lifted at the time of harmonic convergence, you have been steadily beamed with the energy from the other cosmos, and it is constantly being stepped up and increased as you are able to handle it. You are evolving now at such an extremely accelerated rate that each year of this decade will be like 10 years or more from the previous century. Feel how much you will accomplish by 1999, and feel who you will be. It will be as if you have lived 100 years in a decade. Now, and I have to stop here for 1 minute, because what caught me was that when I read this book, you got to remember, it was published in 1992. And between 1992 and 1999, I went through a tremendous, tremendous change in life. Phenomenal, psychic and physical and mental changes that changed my life. It just changed me totally. And it wasn't until I got this book, maybe five years ago, George's library, that I realized what had happened. They were predicting that this would happen. You feel how much you will accomplish by 1999, and feel who you will be. It would be as if you had lived 100 years in a decade, and that was so true. I completely transformed as an individual during that maybe 7 or 8 year period. In 1999 was actually when I began broadcasting on television. And it was 203, I started in radio. But my whole life turned around at that point. It's almost as though I saw I became a different person, you know. So I thought it was incredible, that period of time, 1992 to 1999. And you feel who you will be, it'll be as if you lived 100 years in a decade, and that's so true. You'll be flooded with memory, flooded with many other things. Many of you will have trips upon these ships to various portions of the solar system. I didn't have that, but as you come into the Age of Light, worlds will open that you never knew existed, which is true. You have moved past the other ages, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, the Industrial Age, the Information Age, and so on. These other ages had to do with seeding, planting, cultivating, and putting the potential realities of life into the third dimension. A transition is about to occur, a dimensional shift that will lessen the density of the third dimension so that you will move into a higher dimension in which the body does not have such a solid state. You have come here because you wish to master the evolutionary process and be able to live with it. This is going to be very exciting because it means that you are going to function in many realities. And buried deep inside of you are all the answers, the questions that come to the forefront of your mind are: so that you can bring the answers from within your own beings. In order to achieve this, you must first believe that the information is stored there. And I have to stop here for 1 second because I wanted to comment on this. I found it to be so true that things during that period of time, and even now, especially now, in the last 10 years from probably 12 years, 99 to now, or 13 years, I guess. So much of my own memory has come forth. So much of things that I totally forgot, things that I didn't know that I did. So total parts of my life that were. Almost forgotten. That can happen through stress or trauma or just essentially regression. You try to forget those periods of time. But then what happens is you find yourself, and this book explains this, that you were living, that the reason for that is that you actually live in multiple realities. Your existence is not just here. It's in many different realities. You have parallel universes that you are experiencing at the same time. And so many of these memories can come. And this is the time in human development, human evolution, when our memories start to open up and we realize that we are multi-dimensional beings. Yeah. It says, like I said before, in order to achieve this, you must first believe that the information is stored there. And it is. Humanity is learning a great lesson at this time. The lesson is, of course, to realize your godhood. your connectedness with Prime Creator and with all that exists. The lesson is to realize that everything is connected and that you are a part of it all. There are multitudes of cultures and societies that exist throughout the vastness of space, and these societies and cultures have been on and off this planet from the very beginning. It is not just that we, the Palladians, have come to assist. We are only one grouping from one star system. There are many who have journeyed here for many reasons. The majority of the extraterrestrials are here for your upliftment, though there are also those who are here for other reasons. Your history moves in and out of very special times. Many of you became involved in Earth's eons ago through star energy and through working with the higher realms. You know quite completely the difficulties that Earth has gone through, such as how many times the land has shifted and how many times help has come from the skies. Information has distorted when those who came from the skies to move you along in your development were turned into gods. As children, idolize those who can do what they cannot do. Your society clearly demonstrates this same method of creating godhood. The concept behind this method is one of the belief paradigms that you have come here to change. And the third dimensional world is one of great challenges, for it allows magnificent limitations to set themselves up. Through these limitations, structures are formed, and through this process, you create and learn that you are a portion of Prime Creator, and that Prime Creator desires experiences. You are magnificent beings, members of the family of light, and you came to Earth at this time on assignment to create a shift, to make a change, to assist in the transition. Love is the key. Love is what makes us makes up the universe. The present technology on Earth will only develop to a certain extent because mankind does not yet understand that love is necessary. Energy can take all forms of creativity, but when one is dealing with greed or hatred or any emotion that is not working toward life, one is only allowed to go so far. There is only so much information that is available to the sort of to that sort of vibration. Love is the basic building block. So when one has love, all possibilities exist. Bringing back the concepts of light, which are information, and love, which is creativity, is the plan. It takes renegades like the family of light to come into a system that has been primarily dark for eons and change it. We are very much renegades where we are. As we said, our own system is in need of transformation. We are working as a bridge or a link through the family of light in a variety of systems in order to change our own system. Your raising of consciousness through love and responsibility nourishes us, replenishes us, and expands our consciousness so that we may evolve further. Therefore, as we are friends and guides and assistants to you, you assist us as well. Where will this transition take you? We would like to see you become qualified to form worlds consciously. You are preparing to seed and be the species planted on many new worlds as they are being formulated. And because you have stored within your memories the history of what has occurred here on Earth, you will be able to teach others and consciously hold the direction in which other worlds need to go. It is a vast plan you are participating in. All of you jumped at the chance to be here in such a challenging place at such a challenging time. You were certain you could do it. Also, you were told before you came here that there would be much as assistance, and that at different junctures of your development, different entities would present themselves upon the planet in different capacities to trigger you, fire you up, and remind you not to do it for you. We are one of those triggers, a catalyst. When you hear the name Pleiadians, you feel a connection. Because we are assisting you and we are bringing you your information, your own knowing forward. By working with you, it is our intention to offer you a reminder of who you are, so that you can find the greatest source for your inspiration. If we could assign a career to each of you, or give you a way of being, we would ask each of you to become an inspiration. When you are able to live in this capacity, and to be truly an inspiration to all who encounter you, you will be living your light, and that is quite profound. Remember that we are here for our reasons, and that you are here for your reasons, and that we are all here to evolve together and create a new vibrational frequency. We wish to break belief paradigms, that separate individuals as they evolve. We wish to create an ambassadorship, a game of harmony and cooperation, but by giving you information that strikes you at the core of your beings, no matter what your former beliefs have been. We, the group that speaks to you, are intending to fill our own resume with some interesting experiences. When we began speaking in 1988, our collective consisted of 50 to 75 entities, some physical, some non-physical, but all Pleiadian. Our numbers have since been growing, and our collective now consists of well over 100 entities from many different systems. We can now be called Pleiadians Plus. There are those in our reality who do not believe that we can accomplish what we have set out to do with you. They feel that we are taking too many chances and too many risks, yet they are sitting on the edges of their seats to see what will happen. There are those in your system who believe we are here to spread fear, but we do not see it that way. We do not wish to scare any of you. We simply wish to inform you. If you sit in a dark room and you hear strange sounds, it can be fearful. However, if you turn on the light to see what is making the sounds, it is then not scary. And we wish you to be informed about what you are dealing with. Light is information. Ignorance is darkness. We want you to be working with the light, not in the dark. We are involved in working with you because we wish to evolve in our consciousness toward more free will and expression. Just as you are on assignment to change the systems you are within, we are on assignment to change the systems that we are within. And we are not without our purpose. As we said, we come from your future, and in certain circumstances, we have our hands full. We need you just as you need us. You, as members of the family of light, can institute, implement, or insert a brand new probability in the chains of reality that will implode in the next 20 years for this sector of existence, because you physically live on this planet. Now I would insert here, this was written 20 years ago. They're talking about now. What's happening now. And it is through you that the transformation will occur. And what vastly affects us, what happens with Earth vastly affects us. We are here to assist, to teach, and to evolve as we go through the process together. We give our version of things only to bring you into higher consciousness. We do not wish to say that this version, and only this version, is how it is. This whole teaching is designed with a great purpose in mind, and the stories that we tell you are set up to take you to a higher plane of consciousness. That is our intention. The words that we choose and the concepts of which we speak are triggers for codes that are stored deep within your bodies. Your bodies are wanting, or rather waiting, for the questions to be posed so that you can begin to resonate with the answers inside of yourselves, so that the cellular memories within your bodies can begin to remember what they already know. And we speak to you, you will remember. And I have to say, I've read this book, and they're absolutely correct. What they say, how they say it, opens up channels within you that awarenesses, especially now that, 20 years later, you look at what they're saying, and they say, holy cow, it's all happened, it's all true, what they're saying. It's more relevant today than it was 20 years ago. And that's the, I guess that's the proof, if you will, of channeling, the proof of prophetic works. That you can read them, and they talk about the time. If you can read them in the times they're talking about, put those periods in perspective, it blows your mind, And that's exactly what's happening here. I can't emphasize more how profound this work is. And I'll continue. We are involved in working with you because we wish to evolve our consciousness toward more free will and expression. Just as you on assignment to are on assignment to change the system that you are within, we are on assignment to change the system that we are within. We are not without our purpose. The words that we choose in speaking to you, we wish you to expand your definition of reality. However, never take anything we say literally. Always follow the larger spiral that we are intending to create that allows you to see the bigger picture. Never stop where we define an idea. Since we are simply here to open your paradigms and rattle your cages so that you can begin to find the activation of the real knowledge, the true knowledge, that is stored inside you. That is where the data is, and we have come to awaken it in you. We wish to throw out ideas for your consideration. We wish to encourage you not to get stuck on any one idea, and also to embrace what you are hesitant about or are fearful of. Realize that when you face the so-called dark portions of shadows, portions of yourself, you are creating an opportunity of liberation for all concerned. This comes back to the first and final tenet of thought creates. No matter what situation you find yourself in, it is the power of your thoughts that got you here, or got you there. It is also the impeccable belief that thought creates that will transform your experience in a planetary existence. We recommend that you do a little questioning of anyone who overdefines and tells you absolutes. It is important to hear many different opinions and many different stories. Listen to a person's story, then see if it feels right. Is it for your own benefit and upliftment? One of the things that we like to teach you is that it is up to you to decide what to do. We give you information. However, it is up to you to decide what you do with it. You are in charge of your life. We are not. We like to pride ourselves on being storytellers. There is a certain credibility and a certain sensationalism in the way that we present data. However, a story that we tell you at one point is certainly not the only story. It is not the end, and it is never the only truth. It is only one fragmentation, one small portion of the bigger picture. No matter what story we tell you, we guarantee you that a year from now, we will tell you a different story. Because a year from now, you will be able to comprehend things in a grander fashion. So the story will constantly evolve. Your task is to find your identity inside of the story, to find that you know, or what you know, not what you want to believe or what you have been told. And trusting what you know is imperative, for knowing is your connection to Prime Creator. And each and every one of you is going to have to know that your life is about something as you begin to remember your role. You yourself chose to be here. You are on assignment to bring memory forward and to bring the value of human existence back to the forefront of creation. You are needed. You have been in training for this assignment for our lifetimes, and you did not come unprepared. All that you need to know now is inside of you, and it is your task to remember your training. This is not a lifetime when you are going to be taught new information. As we said before, this is the lifetime when you are going to remember what you already know. And we are just here to remind you of it. That is part of our assignment. And I want to inject here the idea that this, I've read this book twice now. over a series of years, for some reason right now it seems to be more relevant than it was the last time I read it. But even though the last time I read it, it was poignant and startling. But perhaps it was, when you're ready, the teacher appears. You know, I mean, it's like that's the way. And we are so inundated with so many other thoughts and problems and daily things and thoughts and whatever, and we think we're on the right path, and but we might have seen this and been confronted by it and said, "Oh, this is brilliant. Okay, we're going to go forward with this." But you know, over time, again, everything changes and clouds and. What was important to you 2 years ago or 4 years ago is forgotten, you know, because so much more has happened since then. And we, as humans, forget our history. It's something that we do, perhaps part of our DNA, but no, we prefer to forget, you know. And unfortunately, when we do that, we lay ourselves vulnerable to repeating the crimes, repeating the same offenses. that we did before or that were done to us before. And, you know, but now what this book is saying, what these that the plebeians have channeled through Mrs. Marciniak, is that the time is now. The awakening is now. You know, and George Dixon, I know I'm sure many of you are aware of or listen to, George always believed that now was the time, that 2012. And George told me a number of times that we are both living in the fourth dimension. We were living, he was living in the fourth dimension. I was living in the fourth dimension, that I would come and go and come and go from it, and he as well. But in his final days, I know, George, the suffering of the third dimension, the merging of that consciousness between the third and the fourth became too much trouble, and he just moved on to the fourth dimension. He was already there, so he knew what to expect. He knew what it was. He had visited there, and he had invited me there on a number of occasions, and I saw it with him. And we, you know, trans-dimensional travel is so easy, and we take it for granted that, you know, oh, that's crazy, but it's not. We do it constantly. In our minds, we're constantly here and there and everywhere else. And if we, you know, you can be sitting in one spot and be in a dozen places at the same time, through your memories, through remote viewing, if you will, through, you know, astral projection. And we, George and I traveled to a number of universes, I must say. We had a number of thoughts and a number of discussions and a number of odd journeys. And we, through that, we bonded in a sense and in a great sense. And he taught me a great many things, but I know somehow, I guess I taught him as well, because this is what the plebeians say, that they learn as from us as we learn from them. However, they are far more advanced in their understanding. But yet, they enjoy being able to open up these doors and shedding this light on knowledge and wisdom. And when you do that, you when you do that for someone as a teacher or as a mentor or as a guide, you are being rewarded because of the joy and the pleasure and the sense of wonderment that you're seeing in those people that you are leading. So, from what I'm trying to express tonight is that, believe me, there is another dimension. Believe me, there are many dimensions. And believe me, that we experience them at the same time as we experience this dimension, all right, that we are in now as I'm talking to you. As this book goes further into its teachings, it tells us that each of us who are plebeians, because we wouldn't be interested in this subject if we were not, all right? So they are speaking to you and using me to speak to you through this book and using Marciniak, Mrs. Marciniak, to channel their information, to get it out to a specific audience, a whoever is listening to this program is of the same DNA, if you will. We're of the same mindset. We have a connection. And that connection, according to this book, is that we are all here to bring about the light, to bring about truth, to be renegades to the system, to fight the system, to bring light to the system of darkness that prevails. And if we can do that, if that's what this book is saying, and that's what this the Pleiadians are telling us, which is what they are doing, which is what they are saying. I have advanced knowledge since I read the book twice. Yes, that's exactly what they're saying. That we are here to change this world. And we have to believe that. And they're saying that you will go through great despair. You will go through all kinds of issues and problems. And that's part of your existence. That's part of your plan, okay? You came to this world voluntarily to work through this life and to share with others your experiences and to share your light with others, okay, who are in the darkness. And there's people out there who are listening that are teachers, there are people who are doctors, there are people who are preachers and possibly priests, and but all of these people, all of you who are out there listening tonight, are all Pleiadians, right? And that is who we talk to. It sounds strange, I know. Don't sound strange to me, but it sounded very weird to me when I first noticed it. But George convinced me that that was the case. And about 11 or 12 years ago, I think I mentioned this before in a previous program, but I was given a psychic reading, and I was and this astrologer also ushered me into her office and said, "I know you're a Pleiadian. I know you are. I can tell you are. And I want to do your, I'm not going to charge you or anything. I just want to do your astrology." And she did, and she said, "You are. You are here because you are a Pleiadian. I can see in your chart that you are." And I always was amazed by that. I mean, I never knew what, at that time, I didn't even know what a Pleiadian was. And, but I researched it at that point, and I started to understand a little more. And then I realized that perhaps that was what I was. I don't know. But all of the people that I came into contact with at that time up until now have been of the same, all the people that I've been friends with and all the people that I've been involved with, and there's been thousands, I must say literally thousands of people that I have done television programs with, radio programs with, and of course all the listeners and readers of my website and so on, but more so the people that I intimately know, I've been involved with, they were all of the same kind of person. They were all people that had the need to expose the truth. They had all had revelations of truth, and my friend John Brennan, Chemtrails, friends Jan and John Boniuto, who were awakened by the 9/11 and the blatant lies that have been spread, and they were awake into the Bush years, and we went to protests together and so on, and we these were all people that were all Palladians. They were all are, and I didn't understand that until now, until the second reading of this book, how we were all interconnected and we were all finding each other. And this book stated 20 years ago that we would all find each other and we would all work with each other. And then, oddly enough, it also, this book also describes, I gotta remember, I'm giving you the abridged version and a summary of this book because it's about 350 pages long, and but it states how we come together, would come together, and would be working to expose the lies and expose the control grid that is controlling our lives, all right? And once we understand that, we got together and all realized this is happening, when you realize that you're not alone and that other people realize that the world is screwed up and that people, there's something out there that is totally, absolutely, you know, evil and controlling, or I shouldn't say evil, but I should say immoral, has no emotional attachment to anything. And this book explains that there are entities that have come in through these portals that have no feelings. They're completely reptilian. They have no emotions, all right? They're completely linear in their thinking, and they are here to control us. They need to control us. They feed, because they have no emotions themselves, they feed off our emotions, okay? So that they cause wars, and they cause, you know, tortures, and they cause all these things because they are of a reptilian thing. And they can shapeshift, and they can change identities, and they can change the way they look. And they're perfect chameleons, okay? And they're perfect, and they become our leaders. And this book actually explains that these people are gods. They're demigods, but they're gods. You know, they're not. The prime creator is God to the Palladians. And he created the universes. And I say that in plural, the universes. But we are his creators, and we all have part of co-creators. And we all have part of him in us. And our destiny, our great destiny, all right, is to become creators like he is, to become the co-creators with his, you know, with him, to create greater and greater and greater universes, greater technologies, greater everything, okay? And because everything that we do reflects upon him, all right? But that we were, the earth is our, I should say the earth, but not just the earth, but our universe is a free will universe, according to the Palladians, where no matter, where everything is allowed, and good and evil are all part of the spectrum. Black and white, you know, they're all part of the spectrum of colors that are allowed in this universe. And that's why, but the one guiding force, the one guiding major constant that we have as on this planet is the Earth, Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is a living, breathing entity, right, that nurtures us, our bodies, make us realize that, you know, you don't mess with Mother Nature. And that's exactly what's happening now as we see these violent storms and incredible earthquakes and all of the horrible things that are happening around the world now. This was predicted by the Pleiadians 20 years ago, okay, that this stuff would begin to happen and in this time period, because this time period is now where we're merging into a new age. We're merging into a different dimension. We are merging into a fourth-dimensional reality, all right? And it's clashing with those who are resisting it. But those who will not resist it, like George, like myself, like all these people who refuse to, we do not want to reject ascension. We want to embrace ascension, all right? We want to embrace the enlightenment of mankind. We want to embrace all the goodness that we can, all right? Then if we do that, we will easily rise into the next dimensional state of our evolution. But if we resist, then all hell breaks loose because, you know, you're trying to stop a cosmic event. And you can't do that. It's going to break you. It's going to destroy you. Because it has to, in order to make you pliable, to make you wake up, to make you understand that times have changed and you are now merging. So you have to accept the fact that you're merging into that fourth dimensional reality. And that fourth dimensional reality is one that does not accept it cannot accept destructive tendencies. It cannot, like the third dimension does. It won't accept these things because those people that find their way to that level, to that dimension, have cast off all of their lower vibratory or lower vibrations, their lower third dimensional chains, if you will, stuff that chains them to that. They seek a higher ground. They seek a higher life. They seek a higher vibration. They feel it within themselves. They feel the changes. They're wondering, why am I changing? Why do I feel so different? What is the problem? Am I sick? Am I becoming? Why am I lightheaded? This is not something that medical practice understands. This is something that is happening, that you are actually merging. You are being changed physically and mentally, you know, and you must allow yourself, don't question it, allow it and go with the flow. Try to accept it and try to alleviate. If there's pain, it only means that you're resisting. You're resisting that flow. What you have to do is you have to understand that you are going through a physical, biological, mental, spiritual transformation to a fourth-dimensional state, okay? Totally different than we are here now. And once we recognize that, once we accept that, then we can lay back, if you will, and just understand. Have no fear. Have no fear of the transition. I have to say this, and I say this with all respect, of course, that when George passed away, his wife Linda said that he had the most peaceful look on his face. Even though he had been suffering, but he was so certain of where he was going, and I could see him. Because George was a man who always had that inner peace and great love for humanity. And everybody who knew him, loved him. So I guess that what I'm trying to say is that don't fear what's happening to you. Go with the flow, you know. Accept the flow. And don't fight it, you know, because there's no need to fight it. You just, because it's a tidal wave. It's a tidal wave that's coming at you. And you can't fight a tidal wave. You just got to, like, hope that you can flow with it. And you become a part of it as it sweeps you away into an alternate state of mind. And if anybody has ever been in an alternative state of mind, well, you know, they understand what I'm talking about. Our time is actually up now, and I've gone a little long, but I hope that you understand what I'm getting at this evening. And I hope that you might be able to, I believe you can possibly get a copy of this book on Amazon.com. And I highly, highly urge you to read it or to get a copy. It's called The Bringers of the Dawn, Teachings from the Palladians by Barbara Marciniak. And it's a completely channeled work by extraterrestrials. But the way that it's spoken and the way that it's written and understood and edited, it speaks to you. And if you are a Palladian, it'll awaken something within you, and it'll guide you into the future. So anyway, I'll leave it at that, and I thank you very much for listening tonight, and tune in next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I believe I'll continue my readings of this book, some of this book, next week, because I feel it's extremely imperative at this point in time that we reach out to our brothers and sisters and in arms, if you will, and the struggle to bring light to this world. And and it's a good thing to know who you are, you know, who we are, and why we do what we do, and why we're compelled to do what we do. Even though we don't really understand ourselves for doing it, this helps us understand who we are and why we do what we do. So good night, everybody, and talk to you next week. I think I got a bad recording. I'm going to have to change that one of these days. But in the meantime, I'm going to, if I can, go to another song.